Okay, please turn your Bibles this morning to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you so much that your love for us was demonstrated at the cross. And Lord, you want to have a relationship with every one of us. And you have provided the way to the cross. We thank you, Lord, that the cross of Calvary, what you did there for us, saves us. When we turn to you in faith, we thank you that that great stone that was rolled over the tomb could not hold you. And now we can speak to and have a relationship with the living, true God. We do give you praise and adoration this morning. Lord, bless your word this morning. Please speak through me. I'm nothing without you. May the sheep be fed. May the lost be saved through the power of the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 11. See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. The close of Galatians. Galatians is a letter inspired by God the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul wrote to the churches in Galatia that were suffering. And why were they suffering? Because there were false teachers coming in and saying, yes, the cross is important, Jesus is important, but to be a better person, to be a good Christian, you got to do this other thing over here. And the Apostle Paul said, God forbid. If you started with grace and the cross of Jesus Christ and finished with grace and the cross of Jesus Christ. It's not Jesus plus the law or Jesus plus speaking in tongues, Jesus plus baptism, Jesus plus being the better person that you could ever be, but it is Jesus and Jesus alone for salvation. It's by the cross and His sacrifice on the cross that we are saved. And it is by His grace that gives us the ability to live the Christian life. It makes us new creations. So, in the outline this morning, I want you to notice that we cannot boast in the works of the flesh, it says in verse 13. You see, the false teachers were coming to them, as it says in verses 11 and 12 and 13, that they wanted them to have a show in the flesh and so that they could boast in how many people they have. You see, they missed the whole point. They wanted to boast in religion. They wanted to boast in maybe their denomination or their group or their organization and have pride in how many converts they may have in their little group. And they wanted to boast in that, and they missed the whole point. You see, we cannot boast in the works of the flesh. We cannot boast in religious effort. You see, God came to man. We cannot reach God. God must come to us. And He came to the cross. And if human merit cannot save us, then we certainly cannot boast in human effort and merit either, can we? We're not saved by works, but we're saved by the grace of God, and it's through faith. But if you are saved, you will serve Him. You will become a new creation. You will live godly if you are saved. But we cannot boast in the works of the flesh. You see, human merit cannot save us. Look with me in the same letter in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You see, our flesh is sinful. It has lust, that it has sinful desires. And listen to this. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. You see, and the like gets all of us, doesn't it? And the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice or live like this, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So the works of the flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Only by being born again, born of the Spirit, born of grace, you see, are we born again. We cannot boast in our human effort. And no matter what kind of ritual or religion, or even if we're circumcised or not, was one of the things that they were teaching. Even if you have a cross tattooed to your face to show how good of a Christian you are, it does not amount to anything. Only by kneeling at the cross of Jesus Christ and confessing before a holy God that you are a sinner, you're dead in trespasses and sins, and you must beg for the grace of God to save you by the blood of His cross. You must enter in the new covenant through the sacrifice of the Son of God. You see, all human effort we cannot boast in. Only what Jesus did at the cross. You see, the cross is so offensive to this world. The world, they have so many ways to find peace or so many ways to have eternal life. And there's a cross, though. There's a cross that says we're all sinners. There's a cross that says you must come to God through the cross of Jesus Christ. It's not what you can do, but it's what God has done for you. And that is offensive to the world. It's offensive to humanism. It's offensive to all the isms that says there's other ways to God. But the cross says there's only one way, and it is through the cross of Jesus. It's very offensive, but it is the central piece of Christianity. It's a centrality of our faith, and that is the cross of Calvary. It speaks of the Lamb of God, which in heaven and eternity, the Lamb of God, which receives all the worship of eternity, and all the heavenly hosts bow down and cry, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundations of the world." You see, in heaven, in eternity, the worship will be to a Lamb that has scars in his hands and scars in his feet and a gash in his side. You see, even in heaven, it is a centrality of worship, the Lamb of God. Not you. Not what you've done. It's central to our faith. It's like the centerpiece. If you watch those shows that they decorate things, Brother Ronald knows the name of that show. There's two men that decorate things, and they have a centerpiece. It's a centerpiece. And they decorate everything around that centerpiece. And it draws attention to the centerpiece of whatever room that they are decorating or the home they're decorating. It's a lot like here in church. Yes, we have a baptism. We have a steeple that says we point to God. And we have the altar and we have the communion table and you know the centerpiece of the church? It's the pulpit. It's the pulpit area. It's not the man. It's not who's up here preaching, but it's what is being preached from this pulpit. This pulpit was in memory of Miss Grace Sellers. Many of you now may not have even known Miss Grace. It's in memory of her, this piece of furniture. But this area, this pulpit, why is it the central piece of our worship? Because this is where the cross is proclaimed. And then you and I take it out to this world, and it is our very motive, which is the cross of Jesus Christ. That is our motive that we go forth with. Because it's central. Central piece of our faith. You see, we can only boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says in verse 14, "But God forbid," very strong language for the Apostle Paul, "but God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." It's our very motive. And it's our mission, the cross, the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. On a hill far away stood what? An old rugged cross. Down at the what? Where my Savior died. Down at the cross. Oh, the blood of Jesus that can wash away our sin. And it says in 1 John chapter 1 that it keeps on and it keeps on and it keeps on and it keeps on cleansing. When we confess and repent, it keeps washing. The blood of Jesus. It has the power to cleanse. It has the power to set us free. And it happened at the cross. At the cross. You see, if we lose sight of the mission, if we lose sight of the cross, if we lose sight of our power, we lose sight of the unity that we should have. When our focus becomes other things besides the cross of Jesus, no longer can we be united together, because it is Christ which is our common bond. It is this cross that is our mission, and our motive. But when our mission and our motive become self-centered, we've done lost sight of what we're all about. It is our power. It's our unity. It is what the Spirit of God always exalts. Always exalts Jesus and what Jesus has done for us at the cross. It's our motive. It's our mission. Also, it says in verses 14 and 15 that only Christ Jesus can make us. Make a person a new creation. That's very important. You know, you can... I got a couple of pigs in a pen right now. And they got a mud hole they go into. Now it's getting hot. And boy, they like to lay in that mud. You know that? I can get one of those pigs out of that mud and wash it all up and spray perfume on it and trim the hair on it, whatever you do, put a gold ring in its nose. But if I let that pen go, that pig go, you know what it'll do? Go right back to the mud. It's still a pig. I don't care if your name's over in the roller decks in the church office. I don't care how many times you've been baptized or how many religious activities or ceremonies or rituals you've been part of. Only Jesus can save you and make you a new creation. Only Jesus can. Only Jesus. Galatians chapter 2 verse 18 says this. Chapter 2 verse 18. For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. If you were saved by grace, don't turn to something else to make you a better creation. Only Jesus can do that. Don't build again something that is supposed to be put to death daily. That old man is put to death daily. Verse 19, for through the law I died to the law that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. And all of heaven's worship in eternity is in vain as they worship the Lamb. If righteousness comes any other way, then heaven's worship is a lie. Because they're worshiping the Lamb. Only Jesus can make a new creation. Look with me in Galatians 5, 22 through 26. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I don't know about you, but I know about me. My flesh doesn't like any of those things. And when I try to do these things in my flesh, I can't do it. And if I can do it in the flesh, when I do it in the flesh, my heart is not there. But when the Spirit of God, and I'm trusting in Him and asking, oh God, help me to love this person. God, help me to be gentle. Help me to be kind. and loving. I can do it because Christ is doing it through me. Against such there's no law to this. We're above the law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. But when we lose sight of the cross, we can start saying, look what I've done. Look what you're not doing. That's when envying, strife, and contentions begin. Only Jesus can make a new creation. Look in verse 16, chapter 6, verse 16. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. When people want to see Jesus, and when they draw closer to Jesus, do they see you there also? Do they see you there? When they're drawing closer to Jesus, do they see you there? You see, the Apostle Paul could have bragged more than anybody. He was a Pharisee, a Hebrew of Hebrews, touching the law blameless. Read about it in Philippians chapter 3. He had the lineage, the heritage, and he was doing it. And he counted it all but dung that he could know Christ more. He could have boasted, but he's going to boast in the cross of Calvary. I read a story about a fox and a cat. A fox and a cat was talking with each other one day, and they could hear the hounds approaching, a pack of hounds hunting. And they were drawing closer, and the cat and the fox were discussing things. And the cat said, I have one sure way of escape. I have one sure way of safety. And the fox said, that's all you have? I have thousands of ways. I have thousands of tricks in my bag of craftiness. Thousands. I can escape from these hounds a thousand ways. Well, the hounds were getting closer. The hounds were just about there. And the cat went straight up the tree, got out on a limb, and hid in the branches. The fox remained wondering, well, if I go this way or which way do I want to go to escape these hounds in trickery? And while he was trying to decide which way, the hunting hounds caught up, and that was the end of the wise fox. The cat looked down and said, I'm glad of my one sure, safe way. See, this world will tell you there's thousands of ways. This world will tell you there's more than one way. Has to be more than one way of eternal life. Has to be. Look at all the different gods, and look at all the names, and look at all the religions. It's all good. All will make you a good person. Some will tell you to just believe the Sermon on the Mount, go by the Ten Commandments, keep the law. This world will tell you all of that. But I came here to tell you this morning, the cross of Jesus Christ is the sure, safest way. It's the only way. It's the only way. If righteousness comes any other way, then you're calling God a liar. Come to the cross of Jesus this morning. Saved person, turn back to the cross for freedom, for power, for unity and peace. Peace and safety be among those who live according to this rule. Don't have nothing else to say. Let's pray. Lord, God, may your Holy Spirit woo hearts this morning. Lord, may we boast only in you. May we boast in your love and live in your love and grace and have peace with it. In Jesus' name, amen.